This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I'm not going to repeat what Bobby just said here, but it's time for Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. It is the 8 o'clock hour. Sean and RJ, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. The Texas Rangers need to get on. They need to get on this next little trend. So ESPN wrote an article about who's the next big deal now that Vlad Jr. got his mega contract. All right, so Vladdy.
Wander Franco.
It's going to be Wander Franco.
Yeah, because he already got his deal.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think he agreed to 3 to 5.
Huh?
I think he agreed to 3 to 5.
Yes. Okay, so that is the question that they asked. Who's the next player to get that mega deal? Well, you know, they threw out names. My voice cracked there. I don't know why. they threw out names like Ellie De La Cruz. They threw out names like Gunnar Henderson. Now, those guys are Boris clients, right? They also threw out a few other names. They did not mention Wyatt Langford.
Mm.
Look, Bobby Jr. just got a mega deal. We saw the Braves do this with Ozzy and with Ronald Acuna. They gave them long-term contracts. They bought up some of their years. The Rangers did this with Rugi.
Yeah. Gave him some horses.
He got his horses, right? So it's the smart financial. What happens is that basically you buy up their arbitration year. So Wyatt Langford has 5 years, if you count this year. He's got 5 years of team control left, right? 5 years of team control.
And by the way, if I was negotiating the next CBA, they got to find a way to get access to the free agent market earlier.
Yeah, because the problem is too many guys are getting hit for getting free agency at 30.
Yeah.
And they're getting killed. So if I was a player and, like, you know, like that might be the owner's best bargaining tool to get the salary cap the owners want, is that they get these players to free agency quicker. That might be their bargaining chip. Yeah, we'll get you to free agency in 3 years, 4 years, as opposed to 6. So
yeah,
at least you have some prime.
Something, because that's too long.
It's too long.
Especially when they go through the minor league system and a lot of them don't get up here till later and everything else like that. Once you get up to that point, then you could be.
Yeah.
If you get these 26-year-old rookies, then yeah, you're into your early 30s. Like, I mean, you could be just coming into free agency at 32 or something.
I think that's, if you went to college, that's it. That's you. If you play, like, I think Aaron Judge is like that. Aaron Judge didn't sign a contract when he was like 30, 31. By the time he signed his second contract, his first real contract.
Yeah.
So from a team perspective, they're going to be 40 years old when their deal's done. Well, they're not going to be valuable at 40, at 38, 39, 40 anymore. So that's a problem. But to me, yeah, Wyatt Langford's on the cheap right now, maybe. In two years when he goes to his first arbitration, it's going to get higher. Buy him up. They need to lock him up yesterday.
Yeah.
Give him an 11-year deal. give him the Bobby Jr. Not quite the Bobby Jr. deal. I know Bobby got like 11 for like 300.
I'm Bobby Witt.
But we are talking about who I believe outside of Shohei or Judge, I believe Bobby Jr. is the most valuable player in the sport.
He's really great.
He plays the most important position on the field, and he's great at it. And he can run.
Yeah.
You cannot find me a more valuable piece than a shortstop who can hit and run.
Yeah, get Langford done. He's already, I think, shown. Yeah. All right, he's shown you enough to just go ahead, buy out those arbitration years, get it done.
Right now, lock him up. 11, 10, 10 years, 200, 250, whatever it is, right? You know, whatever. Now, you'll massively be underpaying him when he hits free agency, but you'll massively be overpaying him right now. Like, do you want $200 million, or right. do you want to risk it that you get a career, whatever, you know? I mean, that's the risk. So that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I would get it done right now, and he's shown enough that I trust. All right, he's going to project out the right way. Now, obviously, you probably thought that way too about Evan Carter right after the World Series run. We're like, let's do it, let's invest it, and now you're sitting there going, well, I got some questions. And maybe I need to pull it back a little bit. So maybe that's, they just are worried about getting burned by that approach. And they're like, we need to see a little bit longer that this is sustainable.
Yeah, because what you don't want is the Rangers to continue to have, you know, TV issues. Like, we have no idea where the TV market's going to be in 5 years. No idea. Do you really want the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees to have, you know, an opportunity to put their paws on them?
No, I don't.
I want to risk it.
And I mean, you never know if Nico Harrison's going to get into baseball. Right. And maybe trade your guy, too.
Yeah, maybe they get Nico to run the
team. That's what it could be. By the way, I'm looking on the Twitter right here. Colby Sapp, former KNC sidekick, just weighed in and said, Eric and Zach won.
Oh.
So, look, here's the deal. I'm tired of seeing that feedback from a few of you.
You're going to do a Colby diss track.
No, now. I don't think people understand that was still me holding back. So that's fine. Monday. All right. Monday, they're going to get their. It'll really be over then.
You know, why don't you post one on your social
That's what I'll do. Maybe I'll put
one for the radio. Do a radio edit. There you go. Do a radio edit. And then the uncut clean version or whatever on your social. Maybe, who knows? Maybe that's probably a bad idea.
This is like Taylor Swift. Yeah. This is like Taylor Swift. It's not so much Taylor Swift that's going to get my animosity. Like, I mean, it's directed at you guys, but it's coming from your fans. So, Zach and Eric, this is coming from your fans, and so now the clapback you're going to get is due to your fans. So that's what you're getting.
Jake DeGrom goes tonight for the Rangers, 8:40 first pitch. Catch that game right here. We'll have pregame starting at 8 o'clock. Feel bad for the G-Bag Nation. That's two straight shows where they have to do the entire 5 hours. I don't know how they're going to handle it, because they did yesterday, and they're going to do today as well. But we'll have the Ranger game, DeGrom going for his first official win of the year. The Major League batting average is at .237.
Gosh.
Down from .242 at the same point last year.
What's in room 237, Chop?
What movie is that from?
The Shining. Sorry, go ahead.
Is it?
Yeah, that was room 237.
Huh. It was .242 at the same point last year. It was .249 at the same point in 2023. The torpedo bats are showing that it does not make a difference. Boy, what? Have you heard something fizzle out more? We thought it was going to change the game, and now it's like, eh.
It's the Jeremy Lin of baseball.
Yeah, it really is. But listen to this. I found this very interesting. This is from Tom Verducci. From 2016 to 2024, 20,802 curveballs disappeared from the game. Wow.
How many?
20,802. Cutters outnumbered curveballs last year for the first time in ever. Just 9 years ago, pitchers threw twice as many curveballs versus cutters.
When did the curveball, it's interesting because the curveball used to be the one that was associated with the arm injuries.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's become a lot of the velocity and different things like that.
The curveball, if you like, at the youth level, because a lot of kids throw it wrong.
Right, because it does the torque that it requires to release things like that. It can, if it's thrown wrong, it can stress that ligament.
So, like with a curveball, like you could really, especially at the youth level, the way they teach it, you don't even break. You don't break your wrist at all. You don't do that. You just come over it. You're just crossing, and it's basically coming out of the top of your hand. It's just rolling over like a ball. Kershaw's got, Barry Zito had a great one. Curveballs are becoming the almost extinct in late innings. Okay, so this is fascinating. In late inning situations, teams are barely throwing curveballs. Through the first six innings, pitchers this year are using 9% of their pitches on curveballs. 7 through 9, it's 4%. The Dodgers last year in the playoffs, innings 1 through 6, 15% of their pitches were curveballs. 7 through 9, 3%. This year, 7 through 9 for the Dodgers, less than 3%. It's 2.5. No one's throwing curveballs late in games. They're siding with high velocity. Pitch shaping. That's what they want right now. It's fascinating how, and this is all analytics, I'm sure, that they've found that curveballs are hit easier because they're slower. I don't know.
Who are the last like big time late inning relievers who didn't throw like high heat? Trying to think of like who some of the bigger ones were that weren't like just the top end of the velocity.
Keith Foulke.
Yeah, Keith Foulke was that.
He wasn't a burner.
Rivera threw up to what, 95?
Well, that's high back then.
Yeah, it was back then. That's what I'm just trying to remember that. But I mean, his big thing was his cutter.
It was his cutter. He threw almost exclusively.
Which the cutter is what cutter. I remember Alex Rodriguez telling Pete Rose that's what changed the game. Like, that's what made it the real evolution of the cut fastball is what just made things really difficult on hitters, was because they were having trouble hitting it. That's what changed Colby Lewis's career. Colby Lewis went to Japan, learned the cutter, and then came back and was a different player.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, that has become so much more of a prominent pitch. We need to bring the curveball back.
I think the curveball is a really good pitch, but I understand why they want to move away from it.
You mentioned Barry Zito. You know who I always thought of with a curveball? It was one of those Hal Young is Peyton Russell names he didn't know.
Aaron Seeley.
I love
great 12-6.
Aaron Seeley's curveball was one of my favorite pitches to watch growing up.
Man. Kershaw has a great curveball.
Yeah, we heard that. We said that already, Bobby. Oh, okay. Yeah. Way to repeat content. By the way, did you know the Jets had 44 hits last night and the Stars only had 27?
Yeah, they did. That's right. Yeah, they did. One team that did not have a lot of hits was this minor league team, the Jupiter Hammerheads. They walked 22 hitters in a game against the Dunedin Blue Jays this week. This is their, they are a single-A affiliate of the Marlins. This is their announcers. Could you imagine a major league announcer just roasting the team?
We're broadcasting for maybe two people right now. That's for sure.
Hey, these two people are thoroughly mentioned and entertained. Right now.
Next pitch. Misses outside, ball 4. Well, why not? 21 walks today. The payoff pitch from Reyes. Outside, ball 4. So there's the third walk of the inning, the 22nd walk of the game, and that'll load the bases for Manuel Beltre.
This has been a night. I can't say it's been any kind. It's just been a night.
It's one of the nights of all time. That's for sure.
It's a historical night.
It's one of the nights of all time. Yes. This is a night in history. Meaning I hope it never comes back.
22 walks.
That is such a brutal game. I do like the irony of them going, we're broadcasting for two people right now.
Yeah.
And then, nope, you're broadcasting for more than that.
No, a lot more than that right now, man. That's a tough night. Tough time for there's nothing you can do, and you're the manager. I don't even know what you say. That's a disaster in waiting.
Yeah, no, that I mean
22 walks.
22 walks is just absurd.
Like, how long does that game last?
Did you see? I'm gonna throw in the story really quickly for you. You mentioned, this is what I thought you were setting up when you started bringing it up, and then you went to the walks. Did you see the battle of the losing streaks the other day in college baseball?
Yeshiva versus Lehman College?
99 games in a row for Yeshiva. They'd lost 99 games in a row, and Lehman had lost 42, and they played each other on Tuesday.
And they split.
In a doubleheader, and they split. They both broke it.
They both broke it.
The best.
But Yeshiva did get to 100 losses in a row.
Yes. The best possible outcome, though. And there was... there was a lot of people at that game. There was this reporter who was like live videoing it, and those stands were packed, and people were intense going
into it.
If that game was around the corner, I would have gone to it.
1,000%
I would have been at that doubleheader, and I would have been into every second of it.
Yes, yes, 1,000% yes.
So congratulations. Everybody gets a trophy in the end. They both broke their losing streaks.
Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. Stars blow another chance to inch closer, and my new segment, Talk Birdie to Me, coming up next on 105 Through the Fan.